Welcome to North Atlantic Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Suda, and today I have with me Drew Neal, creator of the website allsorts.org. That's all-sorts.org. He's going to tell us a little bit about how the site started and some of the more interesting collective nouns that people have submitted. Drew, why don't you tell us a little bit about the site?
In the first place, it was actually inspired by a greetings card. I saw this card in a shop that had a list of collective nouns, and the typography was nice. They were all in italics, and then the actual collective nouns were picked out in a different colour. And I just thought it was a really attractive thing to look at. And then I started actually, you know, a couple of them caught my eye, and I thought, oh, that's really funny. And then another one would catch my eye. And on the page, I don't know, there were maybe about 50 of them or so, and some of them I'd heard, some of them were really obscure, some of them I didn't get. But, you know, even with the ones I didn't get, there was a feeling that there's probably a joke there, I just don't get it. And I thought, oh, this is great fun, and started sort of inventing them for myself and sparring off my wife. We started inventing a whole lot of collective nouns. And at the time, I was kind of looking for an excuse to build a Twitter app. And it struck me that, well, we can't be the only two people in the world who like doing this. So why not throw it out there and see who else joins in?
So how many collective nouns have you got on the site so far?
Oh, it's in the thousands now. I think last time I checked, there were over 8,000 submissions. I think perhaps about 3,000 of them are junk, or at least I couldn't parse them. I think it's around about 4,000 or 5,000 at the moment.
And how long has the site been up?
Just over a year.
That's pretty good then.
Yeah, I've been thrilled with the response actually.
What are some of your more favorite collective nouns that have been submitted?
There's so many. I think one of the best up there, I think, is a seemingly empty room of ninjas. I think that's really lovely.
That is quite a good one.
Yeah, there was another one that came up quite recently, which was a Deutsch bag of Nazis. So there's also, of course, several suggestions for douchebags. I think one of them is a nutsack of douchebags.
I know. I think the last time I ran into you was you were giving out the moo cards that you had printed up of all the different collective nouns.
That's right, yeah.
And it's a really interesting thing because you just got a whole database full of collective nouns, yeah. And you just send them to the, you know, print on demand, you know, little making lovely digital objects out of, you know, making something physical from them. It was really interesting to see. I think I've got hanging on my fridge one from it's a shortage of dwarves.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Speaking of physical objects, just in the last week, there was an exhibition launched here in Edinburgh of illustrations of collective nouns. And these were all actually taken from the All Sorts website. So we actually set up a competition a couple of months ago with a friend of ours who runs a gallery here in Edinburgh. And just spread the word, open submissions from artists and illustrators. And we had quite a lot of interest from around the world. And in the end, we selected 15 of our favourite illustrations. Isabel Ting, our friend, she works with screen printing. That's her medium. And so we specified that you can only use a single colour. So black, white, and one colour. So Isabel's screen printed 15 of her favourites. And they're now hanging on the walls at her gallery. And she's selling those prints as well through her store. So it was really quite a thrill to see these ephemeral tweets that people had, you know, thrown out into the ether over a year ago, and my site had collected them and stored them for posterity, and now artists are actually being inspired by these.
Do you want to explain quickly how someone can submit their own?
Yeah, sure. So it just works with the collective nouns hashtag. So that's one word, collective nouns, with a hash symbol on the front. And my site just polls Twitter for that search term every couple of minutes. And it'll see every tweet that has that that hashtag. But basically, if you include a phrase of the form, a bunch of somethings, then I've got a regular expression which will identify bunch as being a collective noun and somethings as being the plural, the noun itself. And it throws together a noun and a collective noun association. And so everything's all meshes together on the site. But the joy about it, I think, is really that because it's a collective, it's a hashtag game. And there's so many of these on Twitter, and people just join in when they see something like this going around. And they don't even necessarily know that my site exists. And so people will have submitted things to my site without ever having seen my site. And that thrills me a little bit, actually. That's it kind of feels slightly subversive. and yet, you know, they're just joining in. It just sort of goes with the Twitter culture, I think, of having these little hashtag games that come from nowhere and disappear to nowhere. But this one just happens to keep going.
That's all we have time for this episode. A big thanks to Drew for giving us some insight into his crazy project. I think next episode, I'll be talking about what I've been spending the last 6 months on, a new book entitled Designing with Data. As always, if you have any thoughts or comments, you can email us at hello@northatlanticradio.com. Thanks. Bye. I still owe you a picture of a room full of empty ninjas.
Ah, so you do.